It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, we welcome you to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs is joining us on the telephone today to get us up to speed on budget challenges in Tuolumne County, as well as items related to the local response to COVID-19. CAO Riggs, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, BJ.
Well, during a special supervisors meeting on Thursday, the latest budget projections were laid out to the board. There's obviously the current fiscal year that goes through the end of June, and then a new fiscal year taking effect July 1st. So first off, can you give us a little bit of an update on the current fiscal year and how things are looking right now?
Yeah, of course. So for the current fiscal year, before COVID-19, we were actually on track to see an increase in general revenues, such as our TOT tax, which is our hotel tax, and sales tax, and a few other areas. Unfortunately, like everyone else, the COVID-19 has had a catastrophic effect on our revenues. And so we are now projecting for the current fiscal year that we could see as much as a $1 to $2 million decrease in our general revenues. The problem with that, of course, is that we only had $1 million in contingency, which is now down to $600,000, and we have $2.5 million in our reserves. So while there's enough for us to absorb what's taking place for the current fiscal year, it sets us up to not be in such a great place for next fiscal year.
And when you talk about contingencies and reserve funds, what's the difference between the two?
Reserves are something that are put away and takes special board action to access those funds. And normally it needs to be an emergency action, such as a health emergency or fiscal emergency. Contingencies are a savings account for the current budget, which means it still takes board action, but we don't have to have special circumstances outlined out in state statutes for the Budget Act. They can access those funds with a 4/5 vote in the event that it's needed. So they are two separate, and the reserves is just meant to be something, just what it says, reserved for emergencies.
And is there still possibility there could be state or federal funding that comes into play for this budget year?
There is. So we, all of us, are on phone calls every day listening to what's going on and advocating at both the state and federal level. Currently, you know, a lot of people are hearing about the CARES Act and some of the counties that receive funding. For example, Stanislaus County received a large allocation. Those funds are, you have to have $500,000 or more in a county to be able to receive those funds so far as it's lined out. And they're very specific on how those funds can be used. They can only be used for extraordinary costs. And what that means is that has to be above and beyond what we already had in our budget. So for an example, in our county administrator's office here, we are not only the county administrator's office, but during emergencies, we all flip and turn into our Office of Emergency Services. And while we are doing our Office of Emergency Services work, we often are not doing as much of as what we would normally be doing under county administration. None of our time can be reimbursed because it was already in the budget. So it has to be, such as for our law enforcement, if they have overtime, that's not something we would have necessarily budgeted for. If we have expenses for public health or for someone else specifically related to the event. So right now we are advocating not only for direct allocations for counties, for small counties, everyone below 500,000, but we're also advocating that they would make those funds much more flexible and be used to backfill revenues that we've lost as a result of the emergency.
I saw at this week's supervisors meeting, the board sent a letter to Congressman McClintock. Is this what that was in regards to?
Yes, and that exactly. That was the CARES Act. There was another one that was coming out that was called the 3.5 plan. And when that was first written, it actually said it was for counties under 500,000, and that it would be able to be used for lost revenue. And at the last minute, they actually changed it. Counties were no longer eligible, or local government, and it was used to help hospitals, small businesses, and a few other expenditure areas. So we continue to advocate for the president and or the governor to make it available for smaller counties.
Got it. And then for the current fiscal year, can you say at this point, are you looking at any furloughs or layoffs or that type of thing?
Unfortunately, yes. Yesterday, our board took action to do a couple of things. For those who are listening and for those who have not heard it, our libraries have been closed ever since March 20th. So on March 19th, the governor issued his stay-at-home order and had given us a list of what was he deemed as non-essential services, and also that we were not to have large groups or even, you know, it started out at, what, 50, and it went down to, like, 25, and then now it's down to 10. So our recreation services and our library services have been closed since March 20th. As a result, and we don't know when we will be able to open them up, those staff have been furloughed this fiscal year, and what that means is they're off work without pay. And that is through June 30th or until such time we are able to get the libraries open. The board has not taken any action to close them permanently. It's just for this time right now since they're not working.
So, and then any other furloughs that you had to do?
Not for this fiscal year, no. That's it so far.
We're talking with CAO Tracy Riggs on this weekend's Motherload Views. And then, you know, looking ahead to the next fiscal year, I know it looks like there's going to be some additional difficult challenges and decisions to make as well.
Yes, there will be. It will be very difficult.
So what does the projections look like for the next fiscal year?
So for next fiscal year, for those who watched our budget process last year, and we tried to have a very transparent process and get a lot of engagement from both our staff and our community, I had, at the very last board meeting, I had projected some increased costs from the current fiscal year. So in August or September of 19, I had said that we'd have about a $4.2 million increase in our expenses above and beyond what we had in 1920. And we, as a result, that's why the board went ahead and put the two revenue measures on, one being for sales tax and the other being for TOT. And that would be so that we would not have to reduce services. And the board had felt strongly they wanted to give the community a time to vote on, did they want us to reduce services or did they want us to live within our means, and or did they want to see us being able to continue growing some of our programs. And then I had said that, God forbid, that something happened to our economy on top of that $4.2 million, it could be catastrophic for our county. And, of course, at that time, I had no idea what we would begin experiencing in just a matter of months. So for next year, we could see decreased revenues in addition to what we've already projected this year of $2 to $3 million, and then we still have about a $5 million increase in costs, and some of those costs are related to compensation adjustments. All of our employees are hired. We all have 5 steps, A through E, so depending on which step an individual is hired, they're able to progress through those steps over their career with local government. And so there are people who would be receiving those steps. Then there's, in addition to that, we did a compensation plan, and the board has been implementing that plan. So all together with that, a new jail purse cost, increased costs related to insurance, it's about a $5.4 million increase, which could bring us to a $7 million issue. And that's not a deficit. That's just what we do. We can never spend at a deficit, but they are projections that I need to bring our spending into balance with what we know that we will have. And right now I'm expecting I may have to reduce costs up to $7 million unless we are able to get some funding to backfill that lost revenue.
You mentioned the new jail. Have you had to revise the plans for the jail at all looking forward?
Mostly the plans that we have revised with the jail is just the start date. We had some weather issues, and then they were on course again to open. We were hoping in April, but because of COVID-19, there have been some delays just for different reasons with individuals not being able to come to work or their own policies that limited their availability.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up with our second segment in just a minute.